Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, a lot of people have, they don't like the way we play. They don't like, they call us dirty. They call us nasty. They call us bullies. So, no, I would like to take this time to apologize to absolutely f***ing no one. We're the double champs. We do what the f*** we want. Let's go!
All right, Sam Bennett for president. All right, Sam Bennett for mayor. Sam Bennett, whatever he wants here in South Florida. We say good morning to everybody. What a parade yesterday. What a party. And a lot of people. Well, I'll tell you what, one thing. You throw a parade and you have a winner and everybody likes to jump on that bandwagon for a good party. Grab a hotel. I had a family, whole family, grab hotel rooms and said, if we're going to party, we're going to party. And so yesterday was, hey, man, it's that dynasty thing. I looked at this. Hey, and by the way, Woody, good morning, man. It's great to be back. Spent a week with my father in California and back, and going to probably bounce back and forth here a little bit for some time, so I don't want anybody to think anything crazy is going on here. But this dynasty thing for just a second here. So, you know, you got a lot of time out there and watching and listening to stuff and what everybody's saying. And you go, wow, you know, you start looking how many professional teams and all these different sports have been to the finals the last 3 years and won two of them. You know, you start to look. I mean, you win one like OKC did last night. Congratulations to them, a young team, young talented team. And talk about Sam Presti, the general manager of OKC. If you haven't heard that name, you should, because they didn't draft the MVP, SGA. They traded. They made a trade for Paul George, and everybody thought at the time, what are they doing? Looked like a pretty damn good trade for a young guy who's now the NBA MVP and the Finals MVP. Not a bad year. And so OKC, one of those markets, you said, well, unless they hit on the draft and all those draft picks, they'll never have a chance to go deep in the playoffs and ever win it. Well, they just did. But you look at the Chiefs and the Panthers, man. You go through every team. Dodgers, you name them, Eagles, last 3 years, Chiefs, Panthers. That's it. That have been to the finals and won two of them. Back-to-back, won 11 of 12 rounds in the playoffs. Just incredible what they've been able to do. And now go for their three-peat. And I tell you what I got out of yesterday. It was unbelievable, the parade and the speeches. Nothing better than a whole bunch of guys that are taking shots, drinking beer, including, God bless those beautiful wives and girlfriends of those guys, too. That's how you have fun, man. You get everybody. They talk about family. They talk about chemistry. They talk about culture. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. This is not a shot at anybody else, but that's what it looks like right there. Open to the public to see and get it with their fans, share it with their fans. Have been this party thing that they do in their sport that nobody else does. They hit the city from the elbow room to everywhere else, hit down to Miami to some of their favorite places, and they go and they have fun and share it with all of South Florida. But the thing I like best about winning is when you see, and they got three free agents. July 1st is free agency, although you can sign your own right now so they can get going before free agency here on Bennett, Marchand, and Ekblad. And by the way, I don't know if that was liquor talking, you know, chugging beers. I don't know. Listen, I've done that. And that great buzz of trying to act young, I have done that in the last year with young guys. And they got the old guy to chug beers, and, you know, I was trying to be cool and be one of the guys. And I know that little buzz you get with that. Love beer. And but I got to tell you, man, we're not going anywhere is what I heard. Now, I don't know if Bill Zito can sign all these three guys or not, but I got to tell you, they made it clear they want to come back. And why not? Can you imagine you win two straight? You talk about the perfect situation right now for the Panthers. So they've won two in a row. They've been to three in a row. And hell yes, you want to come back and play in that thing. And if they're paying less money but more years, a lot of guys have done it already. We saw Reinhardt do it last year. But I can't wait, man. I'm going to sit back, eat my popcorn, and see. Bill Zito said we can do it. We can get Bennett, Marchand, and Ekblad all back. So I know there's big offers for, I'm guessing, all three of those guys to continue to make good money. I'm guessing there's some Canadian markets that would love to have those guys. And so we'll see what happens. But I got to tell you, the alcohol talk is beautiful. You know where you say things and later, and I've done that. Listen, we've all said things with liquor and get in the next day and go, please tell me I didn't say that. Please tell me. They were talking about agents and having fun. But Sam Bennett, he stole it right there. That was the one I saw it. And I dropped the mic. That was a mic dropper right there. Like, okay, that was great. And they are aware of what everybody has said on TV. All the national guys, mostly from Canada, have had to say about their style of play. And especially Sam Bennett. He's cheap. He's chippy. What is the league going to do with this guy? He got even yesterday. He got even. They gave him. They let him. It was his turn to go up there. And by the way, man, those guys really, I don't care if they're from Finland, United States, Canada, Russia. Those guys love each other, man. They got their arms around. They had the wives and girlfriends off the side while they're hugging each other, man. It was a bonding fest yesterday. Just unbelievable. And I don't know what the number was. I can never tell when you pack a beach and you pack both sides of A1A, Beachfront Avenue. But, man, there was a lot of people. You knew who the winner was yesterday when it wasn't the Panthers? The Elbow Room in Bo's Beach House. How about our boy? Kim Bocamper will join us later in the week. But Big Bo. Big Bo sending me stuff. He and Goldie yesterday. Bo's Beach House and the Elbow Room. Look what the Panthers have done for the Elbow Room. Soon as they win, people are going, oh, hell no, they're going to party after this game. Let's get to the Elbow Room. That sucker's going all night. And you saw the crowd there and the shots. And you know what? That place been around when I was a kid. When I got drafted here, one of the first things they said is you got to go to the Elbow Room. Hey, what about ladies? Go to the Elbow Room into the night. All right. I get it. Sit Bear, there are no rules over in the Elbow Room right there to the beach. No rules. Seen about everything you can. Seen some of the greatest fights. I've seen, you know, guys with their pants down and girls squatting in the streets there. That's the Elbow Room, man. It's the whole Elbow Room lifestyle over there. It's a little different at the end of the night, early into the morning. All right, so we got all kinds of stuff. I got a little build up here, and I got a lot of stuff to get to. Kevin Durant news comes down yesterday. He's going to the Rockets. Heat strike out on him for about, I don't know how many times, even early now, late. Apparently wanted to come here. Nobody's surprised that, and the Rockets end up giving up whatever you think of Dylan Brooks and Jalen Green and a number 10 pick. But that was going to be hard to match, especially when it sounds like the Heat said no to Bam, no to Tyler, no to Ware, no to Jovic. And so they're going to be looking elsewhere because Kevin Durant's going to the Rockets. Also, while I was gone, Woody, I don't know how much you hit this, and I apologize if the boys got after it last week and wasn't around to talk about it. First of all, I got to tell you, Tyreek Hill, who I thought maybe lost a step and because he wasn't running away from people. I saw people cover him really well down the sideline, which doesn't usually happen. Ball's in the air and there's usually separation. he was clearly not 100% in leg or foot or something, because that guy, what he did, and again, we'll see how it works out again this year. He left minicamp, and you saw the last press conference. Hey, Tyreek Hill said he's leaving today, and he's going to be running in L.A. tomorrow in 100 meters. And you remember Mike McDaniel went, oh, that's news to me. And once again, Mike kind of gets caught off of like, what are my guys doing now? And people are going, you don't know what your own guy's doing? And so the whole thing, so Tyreek goes out and runs a 10.15. I'm not very good at betting, but I'm guessing that still makes him the fastest man in the NFL. I thought maybe there's some guys, I didn't even know if he's a fast guy on his own team, because I've been told by a lot of guys they think Achan could beat him in a race. But I'll tell you what, 10.15 and 100, unless he was off the side and been, when he's not out there at practice with the team, and he's limited because of his wrist, but that's unbelievable that a guy shows up, runs out there against some guys, some track guys from college, and wins a race at 10.15. Incredible. Now, the race didn't end up happening, that he was going to run the Olympic champion 100 meter. I don't know what happened. I really don't care, and whatever. But Tyreek Hill always making news, man. Tyreek, you know what? Whatever's going on, Tyreek Hill's now decided he's going to try to help keep Jalen Ramsey. He says, we can't lose. That guy's a dog. He's really good. We need that guy. And so, you step back and you're going, okay, there's a guy that can clearly talk to Jalen Ramsey. There's mutual respect because they look at each other, two of the highest paid guys at their position, what they've done in their careers, close in age. I don't think it changes anything. I don't think Jalen Ramsey, because Tyreek Hill is going to call Mike and call Chris and then tell Jalen, come on, man, let's just all get together and work this thing out. And I'll tie all this in with Kendall Lamb and Never Late, and he's with the Eagles now, came out and had some pretty harsh stuff about the Miami Dolphins, the culture, how toxic, guys were late. All the things that the Eagles do well, the Dolphins didn't do well last year. And right away I thought, wow, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Ramsey, that conversation. The conversation would start something like this. Hey, man, you can come back. Listen, we just got to play by the rules a little more than we did last year. We kind of got to act like leaders in a lot of different ways, including we got to be on time for stuff. So I don't know. I appreciate that, and I know some people got a little lathered up that maybe Tyreek can be the guy that brings peace to both sides between Jalen Ramsey and Mike McDaniel. Hey, Mike, give him another chance. I've talked to him. You guys just kind of got off the track a little bit, and I'm thinking, wow, Tyreek Hill the peacemaker. How about that one? How about that one? And then finally, Tyreek Hill wasn't done. At Fanatics, he goes up there and he says, got after Buffalo Bills. Hadn't been a Buffalo Bills fan and got after him pretty good.
Well, for me, man, everybody know me as a speed guy, but I feel like film preparation is important. Knowing exactly who you're going against and, you know, the type of defensive coordinator you're going against. So, you know, every D coordinator is different. You know, whenever we play against the Bills, those guys, you know, typically play cover four because they're a bunch of bitches. But besides that, they don't play man-to-man, you know? So
they won't.
They won't. But teams typically play us cover four, cover two. You know, we rarely see man-to-man. So if you know that, then you typically know exactly what you're going to get in that game.
Well, apparently we didn't last year because we had trouble getting the ball to people. So maybe it's worked pretty well considering the success that Josh Allen has had. But, hey, man, I give it to Tyreek Hill. Ain't backing down from anybody and planning the big comeback. And I hope he's got some juice. I hope he's got some juice to do it. and everything else that happens. It's incredible, though, because if he's on a podcast or if he's doing an event somewhere, he's going to give you something that you can talk about as you get set to what are we about a little more than a month away now from the start of camp for the Miami Dolphins. We got all kinds of stuff to get to here this morning. We do have to go to break here, but plenty of news from over the last week and over the weekend as well. And the great job that Bill Zito and Paul Maurice and everybody else, man, culture, chemistry, all about winning, nothing else, all about winning. And with one guy struggling a little bit, another guy picks it up, and they just keep rolling. Got this thing figured out pretty good. Sam Bennett, man. Sam Bennett for mayor. Sam Bennett for what else can we do here in South Florida? Sam Bennett was just not apologizing for a style of play that friggin' works, that he and his teammates just, you get the last laugh, man. You get to that parade and you win that, you got last word. You got it, and that's the only one that counts. So get those new articles ready to go, because there's not a team out there that wouldn't love to have Sam Bennett in free agency right now. Hey, let's take a second here. Do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED, low T, if you've been going through it, I want to tell you, it's time. It's time to knock it out, and I don't care what people have told you. You're getting older. It's natural, and it's just part of life. You're tired, and you start to gain weight, and your sex drive is gone, and happens to guys in their 40s, half the men in their 50s, 60s, 70s. It's going to happen to every guy. So while some guys laugh when they hear I had ED and low T, oh, yeah, I had it all. I had it bad, matter of fact, embarrassingly bad. And I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and it is gone. It is gone, man. I got to tell you, if you've been going through a funk and you just feel like something's just off, you got a physical, had all this stuff, and you're dealing with low T, no energy level, and when you don't have energy, you don't work out, you're not as active, you eat the same amount, you can figure this thing out, you start to gain weight, your sex drive is gone, that's not working, not even enjoying your weekends with that little lady you've been with for a long time, I want to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic works. It works. Unbelievable results. Not good, really good. I got to tell you, man, I did. I got the T, the PSA test like you will. You meet with their professionals. They'll put together a plan that's perfect for you. Not me, perfect for you. And you get great results, and it happens quickly because I get asked that all the time. It happens quickly. It's almost going to be 7 locations coming to South Florida, getting it all set up in Hollywood right now. 6 locations for sure. Call them 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. If you're going through it, you know you're going through it. It doesn't have to be this way. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Set up that first appointment. Results will be phenomenal.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, welcome back, and good morning. Day after parade, I hope some of you have a little hangover today as you're getting up, although it got over fairly early, giving you time to get home and get back to normal in the afternoon. We don't have a lot of them, and when we do get one, whether it's in Dade or recently the last 2 years in Broward County over on A1A, they are a lot of fun. Broward County did a great job and just well put together, and we got some decent weather. Instead of that lightning and thunder from the year before, and a lot of great stuff. So congratulations to the Panthers, back-to-back champions. And now go for the three-peat, man. Now it's here we go. Question is, who's going to be on the team? We know the core is going to be together, but there are kind of some real nice pieces you'd love to have back. Bennett, Marchand, Ekblad, all free agents, and made it sound like, but I'll tell you what, between listening to the general manager talk, listening to those three talk, unless it's the great tease, I didn't know if we could get Ekblad. I felt pretty good if Marchand still wants to be here. He and Bennett, I feel good about Bennett coming back, maybe taking a little less money, although everybody says he's now a $10-plus million a year guy. Will he take less for a chance and to get another championship here and play here probably for a long, long time, considering this style of play really fits. His style of play really fits what Paul Maurice is all about, that physical, chippy, just play great at both ends. So anyway, we got all that stuff that we've been talking about. And, of course, the parade yesterday, it was truly fantastic. I had a chance to watch ESPN a lot. And I'm not a Stephen A. hater. I'm not. But they have put him literally on everything. It's an overdose of one guy. Listen, he made a name on his show with the debating on all things sports, and I know he's now dabbling in a lot of different things. But I see recently some people have just said enough, man, enough of Stephen A. Every time you turn around, Stephen A.'s in your face. He's on this show. He's on that. Now he wants to have a bigger role in the NFL. He says he has all the NFL guys on the show. He wants, and I'm like, don't, please, please keep Stephen A. off the NFL stuff. Let him do his debating show in the morning. But no, and just the ESPN in general. Let TNT just take the TNT team and bring it over. Just bring it. Hire all those guys. Don't let any of them go to NBC. And just take the whole TNT team. The whole thing. The whole thing. And some of those guys on ESPN, I like, but some of those shows, you know, why those guys are talking about how everybody's playing and the big guys need to show up and all the other things that you're like, oof. Show's rough, man. I don't know. Is this me? I just think the TNT stuff.
Well, I think people are starting to notice. I told you there was a thing, an awful announcing about how unwatchable. I've been saying to you for a long time. I think
you have.
Their ESPN coverage is pitiful.
I don't usually get into
their
it.
Their NFL
I know
stuff
you
is really
it.
Good. I think they have a lot of great NFL guys.
I think
that NFL live show, I think they do a great job.
I
got
to tell you, I've heard Stephen A. already saying, and listen, man, he just got paid a lot of money. He's obviously really good at what he does. But he is.
But
he ain't lacking
confidence.
He's
gotten to the point
himself.
Where he's essentially a cartoon character. You know, he's not. He's just, and he's all over the place too. He's sports and politics, and there's just so much crap.
No,
and they keep giving him more and more stuff. They fired that girl off of XM. They giving him the show.
Well,
guy's just got a million platforms to spew his nonsense.
I get it, but you know.
They brought his daughter on game six because I think they're trying to make him seem more human or more likable or whatever.
Yeah.
But
I think then he scolded her for jumping or
interrupting. Yeah, he picked against her, and then he was snarling at her.
I don't know, man. Maybe
off,
maybe
like,
some people. All I'm saying is this, is that TNT team.
Nobody likes that show. You're not going to get anyone to defend that
TNT
show.
TNT and basketball. Which is what they've done for a long time. They lost it. In case what you wonder why I'm saying it, TNT's out of the game. They're done. And we know Shaq and Charles and the gang, Kenny, and those guys will all be going to ESPN and taking their show there. But man, it is.
It's a tough experience for the viewer because first of all, you got to watch that pregame show if you want to watch any coverage, right? And so you got Kendrick Perkins. Who's terrible, and you got Stephen A. Smith screaming back and forth at each other, and then the Bob Myers, a Warriors guy, is just sitting there.
Yeah, but I
can't get a word in.
So I have another thing is those guys are kind of like, because Stephen A. is so powerful at that place, I just feel like everything, if they go after him a little bit, he's all right with that, but if you go too far, then it's kind of like, hey, you know, what I do here and what you do here, and you're like, ooh, okay, and just I just never got
the whole Stephen A. Smith thing. I don't know if there's anyone out there that's like, boy, if they took him away from the network, I'd stop watching.
They must be. They gave him a big contract.
Yeah, no, I know.
Because they were afraid he was going to go to Fox.
I don't get the whole Stephen A. thing. I've never gotten
that. Really good.
And then
really
the game broadcast, by the way, is equally as bad. Mike Breen is great, but Doris Burke and Richard Jefferson, it's
look
just
at, look at all
make
the
ears
different.
Bleed.
Look at all the the different people they've had throughout.
There's got to be someone better to call the NBA Finals the biggest.
Did you like Van Gundy? I thought Van Gundy.
Yeah,
was
Van Gundy's great. Everyone that works at TNT is great. To be honest, they have great broadcasts over there. But to put Doris Burke and Richard Jefferson, it's just not fair to the viewer at this point. It makes it a rough experience.
I think more and more people are going, "Hey, man, how much of one guy is it?" It could be. I know.
The Doris Burke thing's run its course, right?
I don't think they'll get rid of her.
They probably won't. Obviously,
over to a different team with a different team of people. So the other part of this is what Oklahoma City has done really is amazing, because I've spent years saying you'll never get top free agents to go to Oklahoma City, which is true. You're going to have to draft your way to championships or pull off trades with young guys. And the SGA deal is now an MVP in the league and an NBA MVP finals guy. The thing about SGA, he was with the Clippers. He was their guy. And they traded him. And you got to give Sam Presti, the general manager in Oklahoma City, a lot of credit, man. Once they lost their original big three, right, with Kevin Durant and Westbrook and who am I missing there?
James Harden.
James Harden, thank you.
Oh, that team was loaded.
Played
in the finals.
The finals, and you're going, man, if they stay together, well, that didn't happen. Those guys, became free agents or wanted out, and one leaves and then the other, and next thing you know, they're empty. But that guy said, okay, I'm going to get a whole bunch of first-round picks. We're going to build it. And they've got a bunch of young, talented guys led by SGA. And by the way, defensively, they play hard, man. They don't always shoot it well, but they really get after you defensively. So, man, I just thought it was a great story. Second story, of course. So here we go, folks, and this is always a tough one. If Tyrese Haliburton doesn't play in that game, or didn't play in the last game, and they're able to blow out in game six, they're able to blow out OKC in that game. So Haliburton didn't have to play a lot in that game, even though he made some shots. So last night, game seven on the road, he comes out on fire, playing hard. And it was a calf, right? And we always hear this, calf is connected.
It's a Kevin Durant injury.
The old Achilles, yeah. and he pops it, and now is going to be out for a full year. So
what a bad spot that guy was in, man.
But if he didn't play,
what's funny?
And
you were
they
just
lose,
talking about Stephen A. Skip Bayless came out before the game, like 5 minutes before the guy got hurt, and accused him of faking the injury.
Yeah, no.
NBA players are not going to get the benefit of the doubt.
That's the number one piece of crap that just needs go enjoy your 70s, go away. That guy. So Haliburton, he says, I'm going to play, man. If there's any way I can play, and you're right.
Kind of have to, right?
Everybody's going, hey, man, are you hurt? There are a lot of people going, I don't know if he's really hurt. He's moving pretty good. And so last night he pushes off after hitting some threes to try to drive to the basket, and he goes down, and instantly he knew what was going on. He knew, it wasn't a pulled calf muscle. He didn't rip a calf muscle. Now he's out for a full year. He will not play basketball this season.
You could see him saying, I tore it as he's, hitting the floor down there. But, man, that's brutal. And that's three guys, by the way, three stars in the Eastern Conference that went down. With Achilles injuries.
People are going, poor Tyrese, he's going to be out for a year. But if he didn't play,
they
would have lost by 12 or 15. They're going, Haliburton could have made a difference if he would have played. We'd be killing him today.
And I was going to miss all next season, so now you're really screwed if you're the Pacers.
So that's a tough situation to be in. And by the way, the absolute worst is your last game in the playoffs to get hurt and find out you're going to be out for the year. Already, it's the slowest. By the way, there's no injury outside of blowing everything out in your knee, which does happen. That one is the slowest healing one there is, that Achilles.
Unless you're Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, well, Lester, I mean, that's a different deal. Yeah.
He's got special doctors.
He's got special people. The rest of you are a bunch of dummies going to that program you're going to.
You know, the East is wide open, though. Because like I said, I mean, you got three guys that went down. The Celtics are not going to be without Tatum. Right, they're going to be a different
still
team.
Gonna
the Pacers
going
to be
still going
to
be some trades. There's still going to be some teams that are going to go, you know, we didn't get it done with the group. I don't know if we're going to run it back and
the Heat
salaries
look like they're
go
about
up.
To get shut out, don't they?
I don't know
unless
what they're going to do.
DeMar DeRozan does anything for you, but
he's going to be better than a lot of what they have. But you're right. You're talking about
it looks like they're
going to
get shut out.
They just don't. You can't have it both ways. Keep three or four of your guys, and you're saying they're not. And then go expect that somebody's going to do a trade with you.
It's disappointing.
Especially when you don't even have a top 10 pick. It's the 20th pick.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about, like, we like Khalil Ware. Like, that, you know, man, come on. You got to do something to shake this thing up.
Boy, how about
and
that?
And I even told you, I'm not a big Kevin Durant fan. I don't think he impacts winning at all. I don't even know that Houston got the better end of that deal.
Well, you might be in the minority in that one. Just for a team trying to win right now.
No, I know. But I don't, you know, we'll see how that goes with. You know, that guy's getting older, but...
But you're right. We have found out that the Heat feels strongly about where and how good he's going to be in the future.
But they got to be willing to move some of these guys if they want to make a splash. I mean,
you're right. If you think putting Rozier in a deal is going to get everybody juiced up, like they
didn't
see
here.
What we
Maybe
saw.
Maybe he'll work with you guys. He needs a change of scenery.
Yeah, so good point. All right, hey, we got to go to break here. Got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Boy, I'll tell you what, Kendall Lamb, now with the Eagles in the offseason, of course, now he's going to the World Champions where everything's good. When you win, everything's good. There's not a lot of whining, not a lot of wine and cheese, man, when your team wins it all, right? It's kind of a love fest. A lot of guys want to come back. Guys that they do let go end up being angry that they weren't able to stay. That's the only problem you have, which is the best problem when a guy's mad that he couldn't stay on the team. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about something that we've been talking about, injuries. They suck when they happen. Sure is nice to have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. Baptist Health South Florida, man, so good at what they do. People ask me every day, where do the pros go when they get injured down here, Joe Rose? And I go, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. They all trust those great doctors at Baptist Health to take care of their team every day. Yep. Team doctors, as well as all the specialists when they have a knee or a shoulder or a foot and ankle or a hand, back, hip and knee replacement in that friggin' Achilles we've been talking about. They put together an all-star team of specialists to take care of all of us, not just our professional athletes, and we got great facilities to go with it. So the good news is when you get hurt, how about I tell you can still see those same doctors are going to be working on the Panther players with some of their surgeries, taking care of Heat players, taking care of the Miami Dolphins, and enter Miami. Well, that's what's going on right now. And three great facilities to go to, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, down to Hard Rock Stadium, where Inter Miami will be playing. And not just there, but obviously 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Happy day after parade, championship parade, I might add, for the Panthers. Congratulations, back-to-back championships. And, boy, for the, I don't know, Woody, what'd they say? I heard 200,000. There are a lot of people, man. That thing went from not just the stage, but up and down the beach and out in the water and the friggin' boats. It was just phenomenal. It really was just an incredible day.
Yeah, we just need our other teams to catch up, man. A lot of texts about the Heat this morning here.
Yeah, well, listen.
There's just nothing else out there, man.
For them to grab?
Yeah, I mean.
You can't
unless,
hold
like,
on.
DeMar DeRozan does it for you. Like, you
yeah,
know.
But so he that's a trade for DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah,
if,
I know.
Sacramento wants to get rid of him.
Unless that does it for you, like that's the guy you want to pursue. I don't know that you know.
So you, what do you think? You just take Terry Rozier. Yeah, that's who we want, Terry Rozier. Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to give up?
The asking price for guys is very high. Desmond Bain set the market.
Looks like Jaquez now, they're kind of throwing him out there.
Yeah, but Jaquez is,
he's coming off.
Goods.
Had a rough sophomore year.
I'd say so.
To put it nicely.
He didn't play.
Yeah.
He didn't play him.
Right, that's not even play. You're right. He
you know what game he played?
Himself.
He played in the last game of the season when they knew where they were going in the play-in.
So it looks like, and we've been talking about this, it's been pretty consistent. Our writers and insiders have done a good job for the top secret Miami Heat. No Bam. No, you can't have him. No Tyler. No, you can't have him. And no Khalil Ware.
That might be the Tyler thing might be the biggest issue, though, right?
Well, now they're saying
that's
Jovic.
The kind of
now
guy
I see
to.
Jovic, who's been a tease too.
Yeah, but he doesn't do anything for anyone, I'm guessing.
So Wiggins? Yeah, I'm guessing they'd like to get rid of Wiggins. What do you think of Wiggins, by the way?
He's okay. Everyone
he's
on that
down.
Team is, yeah. There's no one on that team that.
But if you think you're going to put a Wiggins-Rozier 20th pick deal together and going to get some guy that's really good, I don't know.
You know what they are, Joe. They're a play-in team. That's exactly what they are. They're not any better. They're not any worse. They're a play-in team.
So,
and especially with, guys that have gotten hurt during the playoffs, they're probably 7, 8, 9, 10, somewhere
probably
in that
right.
range.
No, I don't disagree. I don't.
I mean, the Magic have jumped them.
Magic, look.
Right? I mean, on paper, I don't know.
Magic got off to a great start, and then, I don't know, they had their number one guy out for a while. But
they got on paper, they're probably a better team. I mean.
Well, we could do this. And,
yeah.
And like, I don't know. I don't know what Boston's going to look like now that they're going to be without their best player.
They'll be okay. I mean, they still have some good players over there.
Anyway, and some teams probably going to look to trade some guys. But, like, I don't know how the – as an outsider who watched Wiggins as a Golden State fan for a while, and he was a nice piece there – when they won championship, he did a lot of the dirty work defensively and had some good games, but it's just, yeah, it's, they got the work cut out for him. They have their work cut up trying to upgrade this team, and they've made it very clear. They understand we've got to get better players. I mean, no other way to say it. We got to get better players, but we like Bam, Tyler, and Khalil Ware, for sure. Those three guys, you just look elsewhere. What else do you like on our roster? Not much. All right, so we have
it's just tough because you got that hockey team, and the funny thing, we were talking about this last week, is every move they've made has worked. Right? Every guy they've brought in has exceeded expectations.
Well,
and then we look like the Heat, and the comparison was, with like Marchand would be like a Terry Rozier, right? A guy you bring in that you think, all right, this guy's been good. He can get you over the hump.
He played a lot better than anybody thought he was when he got here. That guy was injured when he got here, and I think he really turned on the playoffs. My God.
Talking about Marchand?
Yes.
Yeah, but like, again, every move they've made from Tkachuk to Marchand has worked out perfectly, and a lot of these other teams in our town, all the moves they make,
Right.
Just don't.
Hey, I. By the way, I'll tell you another thing. Bill Zito does really well. Bill Zito gets after these contracts, sees guys, and ties them up. The Forsling story is another great story. Who's now one of the top defensemen in the game? Carolina waived him. Carolina said, "Nah, we don't think you're very good." That's when you waive a guy. That's what you're saying. He comes here. And he didn't take a back seat to too many guys in the league. So you're right, Woody. Everything they've added to a system that those guys, they just put everything into place and ended up getting a guy in Bill Zito, who, by the way, got a lot of credit yesterday. And I was trying to, when they go, hey, this thing, and I was trying, they were kind of teasing, like the guy that really is behind this whole thing. And I go, are they going to throw the owner into this, or are they going to throw one key player? And they said, Bill Zito's good and hot a GM as there is in any sport right now for what he's done. He's put this thing together, man. He made some great moves. He's got people lathered up for this team. Can you imagine what it's going to be like now going for the three-peat next year? You want to talk about tough tickets. Man, it's just been incredible. So anyway, we have a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. We've got 7 o'clock hour. Dave Hyde will join us. He's been busy and enjoying this thing with the Panthers. But we do have a lot of how do the Heat get better? What do they do? It can't just be about the 20th pick. I mean, nobody's going to sit here and tell me, hey, they're going to get somebody really good with the 20th pick. He's going to play big minutes, and he's going to be a superstar.
I mean, it could happen.
Well, I mean, it could happen.
It's highly unlikely.
Yes. But. And you look at and even last year, so they've always developed this one guy, right? This guy that nobody else wanted. It's been between the G League and bounced around on some 10-day contracts with teams. And we get them in for the whole offseason, and they come here, and we turn them into really good players. The Max Strus, right? We do that. We've done that for a handful of guys. They didn't really have that guy last year. We did not have that guy. Now, I'm guessing there's some kind of game plan that's been put together, and we'll see. But we got the draft coming up here in a few days. We'll be talking about that. Kevin Durant to the Rockets, why we're even talking about that this morning. For Jalen Green, 21 points a game, and Dylan Brooks, the man that gets everybody pissed off, 14 points per game. And the number 10 pick. Oh, by the way, the number 10 pick, too. So that's how you get Kevin Durant to go with a team that was damn good last year. We will hit the 7 o'clock hour. We got a lot of stuff to get to. As I said, Dave Hyde will join us. Goldie, Steve Goldstein will join us. Nice enough. Big day yesterday. Wonder how many of those beers Gold threw down yesterday. Did it look like he was drinking to you? I couldn't tell. Those guys are having fun, man. There's nothing better than guys up there getting liquored up and then letting it rip. But TV was ready for it, man. TV was ready. They were not going to get ambushed. They were prepared yesterday. All right. Hey, man, I got a message for everybody that's going through it. And at some point, a lot of men go through this where you just get in a funk, man. Things haven't gone well. You're going through a lot in your life. You're feeling stuck on the sidelines, anxiety, depression, maybe leaning a little too hard on the booze. Oh, boy, I've done that one. Every guy hits a rough patch, even the pros. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale helps you reset with real treatment for mental health and substance abuse. Expert doctors who have helped 19,000 people in 13 years. Custom care, I'm telling you, they put together some great programs to fit you perfectly. No judgment, just great results. Most insurance is accepted. Time to call an Audible. Are you ready for it? Call 954-737-4508. Today is the day, the first day where you start to get out of that funk you've been in. 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplug.com. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.